Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We did our, called it the Cowboy Road Trip this summer.
Mm-hmm.
We hit the road, put about 2,000 miles on the old family SUV. We started out, we went up and spent a few days over the 4th in Cody, Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we zipped across and stayed in West Yellowstone, Montana. Went up to Gardner, Montana, back into West Yellowstone, down to Victor, Idaho, into Cheyenne, Wyoming, and then back home. So Jeez. We kind of just did this giant loop.
Yeah.
And was out in the wild, wild west.
Yeah.
And we had a really good time. I like going to these like little off-the-beaten-path towns and just seeing how life is there. I've never been to Idaho. Idaho is beautiful.
Yeah.
First of all, thank you very much. Cody, I could see myself living in Cody. It was a great time there. Yellowstone was fine.
It was probably very touristy.
Cool.
It was fine. My thing this summer is I was like, let's go somewhere where we're not in a big city.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around a bunch of people. I just want to be out secluded somewhere, out in beautiful nature.
Uh-huh.
Well, I forgot it was America's 250th.
I was going to say,
And not to mention, yeah. I mean, I think it made it 10 times worse, but the Yellowstone area, what a cluster that is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got to get into the park at the butt crack of dawn to try to see anything. Because by 11 o'clock or so, packed. I mean, there, you cannot get into any of the sites because there is so many people and so much traffic. It was like that for the Grand Tetons as well, because we went to the Grand Teton uh-huh. National Park. And, I mean, thousands of people. Thousands. We one day found one secluded spot. I was like, I got to find somewhere where we can just sit and enjoy some of this.
Quiet.
The quiet. And we were out on like a stream, this boardwalk that went out onto the stream. Picturesque. Quiet. And I kid you not, within 4 minutes, you hear behind us, another family come, you know, traipsing down and sat down like next to us. I was like, are you kidding me? And we laughed because Yellowstone in that area is such beautiful, pristine scenery, okay? It's a beautiful part of the country. But you're sitting there trying to enjoy all this, and you hear like,
yeah,
all this traffic. And there's a kid over here screaming his brains out as you're trying to hear like a ranger tell you what's going on, and people talking. It's like, oh my God, this was a bad idea.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you were regretting at least the Yellowstone stop.
There was so much noise and so many people that it really does take away from the beauty of this national park.
Yeah.
It really, really does. What else did we do? Katie, so many waterfalls.
You showed me some videos of the waterfalls you saw, and I'm jealous.
So many waterfalls.
Like a lot of really big waterfalls, too.
So much good food. Really good food.
I'm jealous of that, too.
The parade for the 4th in Cody, Wyoming was, like, literally 4 hours long.
Was it really in Cody, Wyoming?
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, so Cody is, like, a very patriotic town, and I guess it's, like, one of the main spots to go for 4th of July parades in the West. They're, like, kind of known for their parades.
Uh-huh.
Like, to kick things off, they had a helicopter. Like flying low to kick off the parade. That was the first thing. So he's, you know, as he's going down the street and you're looking up at him like, oh my God. And like small town, but yet bombastic. Like uh-huh. they had a part where it was all the John Deere tractors and it just kept going and going. They probably had like 300 John Deere tractors in the parade.
300?
It was so many. And I'm not even exaggerating. It was insane. Absolutely insane, as Josh would say.
That's cool.
But yeah, it was just a good time. I bought a new cowboy hat. I felt very rugged in that.
Was that the one that you sent the picture of us? Like, was that the new one
with
you were
the
rocking?
Hat?
Yeah.
That looks good. You look good in that hat.
Yeah,
dude.
I really like it.
It fits you.
It really does.
Good.
But yeah, 2,000 miles, and it's a part of the country, too, where there is essentially no cell phone signal in a lot of it.
Yeah.
And there were many times when we were out in the middle of nowhere, like the only car on the road for like an hour or two. And the maps on my phone kept going in and out because it kept having to go into SOS mode because there's no signal.
Uh-huh.
And I started freaking out a little bit because I generally like throw in an atlas or a map or something, and I didn't. And I'm thinking, we are out in the middle of nowhere, and if my map truly goes down, I'm lost. I have no idea where we are. Or if we have car issues, anything like that, I'm like, we are so screwed.
And
you
you're
know?
The adult. You're in charge.
So I know.
Like, man, I wish like, my dad was here.
I start calculating, like, how much water do we have? How many snacks? Yeah. Like, how long can we just hang before somebody rolls up on us? Maybe stops.
Nothing's happened. You just are thinking ahead. Yeah.
So are you like that when it comes to road trips? Do you have a map?
Well, I usually grab a physical map, but it's because I moved to Colorado from North Dakota when I turned 18. So I've made so many trips back home way before the days of GPS and all that stuff. So I've had to get physical maps from gas stations and make my way through Montana, South Dakota, Wyoming a lot of the time. I like to also have the physical hard copy of the map, just in case.
See, Katie, I'm too young to where I'd be like, where's the little blue dot? Why is it not tracking me? Where am I?
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure, Josh, you would have problems like, with just a physical map. And that's the thing.
Absolutely.
I don't think Baby Nana could make her way. She could barely get through the metro area without GPS.
She could barely dress herself.
Well, come on. She's a great dresser.
She's
that's
like, Mom,
not
which way to Boulder? She'd be screwed for sure. I love the question off the air in regards to me being up in Cody, Wyoming for the 4th of July parade. Katie's like, did they throw candy?
Well, yeah, because we don't get to do that
anymore. A
lot
of candy was being thrown.
Yeah. The place where I went to see the parade up in New York as well, it's just a small little old town up in upstate New York. They had a parade and they were throwing candy off of their floats like, I mean, with the scoops you would see in the candy store where they're filling bags, they had those and they were throwing them out into the streets.
Nice.
But the problem was there's only like 200 people in this town and a good 75% of them are like 80. So none of these people were picking up the candy. So then you just saw the streets lined with candy. And it was the good stuff.
Yeah.
We were talking chocolate, the Fruity Tootsie Rolls, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have me going up and down the street. My pockets were so full of candy and everyone was laughing at me because I was like pushing children out of the way, like that's my
as
chocolate peanut butter cup.
As you should.
But yeah, it made me really nostalgic for the parades I grew up with.
Because there's not a lot of that here.
We don't throw candy in our parades.
It's a liability.
And I get it. We don't want to hurt somebody. Nah. But I remember the year they were trying to throw marshmallows, and I was
weak.
Like, okay, this is not it.
There was a lot of candy in the announcers.
That.
We were set up kind of right by the announcers, and they were very concerned. There's a white line on the street. And you couldn't cross the white line to get the candy. And the whole time this Karen is on the mic. Don't cross the white line! Don't go over the white line! Like, in her defense, though, there was a ton of horses in the parade. And I don't think she just wanted the small children to get trampled.
Well, yeah.
There is that.
Yeah, she was thinking
it's all part of growing up.
Of safety. She also got a microphone and got some power.
Don't go over the white line! At one point, I looked at Nicole. I was like, my God. Relax. You're ruining this. All right, guys. We're going to play a little Olivia Dean for you. We'll be back in about 2 minutes and 40 seconds. We're going to read this email that came in over the past week. It wasn't even an email. It came in on our Instagram from Polly. And the email has to do with hitting it.
Well,
what?
Jeremy.
Hitting it. What are we hitting? Well,
jeez.
We'll find out in about 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Hitting it.